You guys know what that means. I'm back in the studio after a two-year hiatus, I believe. It's been a while. We've got a brand new show for you. We're in season 19. I believe we're going on to week 5 has just completed, so we're going on to week 6. Stay tuned. We got a brand new episode, brand new show for you guys. Doing things a little different this time. Maybe you like it, maybe you won't. Regardless, you're going to listen to it, and you're going to like it or not. You're going to like it or not, as if there's another option for you guys. Well, guys, it's been a while. It's been a while since we've had a show. Three kids is a game changer. I know some of you guys are like, oh, three kids, blah, blah, blah. No, no. Those who know, no. Three kids is a game changer. Two's hard, don't get me wrong. Two is tough. If you've got one, I mean, you've got it made. Two's hard. Three is just, I mean, you're just along for the ride. But it is a new season. Actually, we're almost a fourth of the way through the season, actually. And a lot has happened already. We're going to start off, like I said, we're going to do things a little different. We're not going to go through each game like we normally do. We're just going to kind of talk about where each team is and how each team is doing up to this point in the season. Maybe some things they need to work on. And then just kind of an outlook for the league. But first, we'll go to the anonymous mailbag. I sent this out, and man, I mean, I didn't even send this out an hour ago. And I've already gotten 16 responses. We'll not have time to go over all of them. Wish I knew who sent these, but we will look at some. First question, does Sean Sutton suck? We'll talk more about Sean later on in the update. Is it more lame to not do your punishment or sending good game to the group message anytime your team is down? Not doing your punishment is the ultimate lamest thing of all time. I could go on and on and on about that. I can tell you this. If I were to finish last, I'm doing the punishment. Like, within a couple of months. Mark that now. I don't care who's done it, who's not done it. I've agreed to it. I'm going to do it. It is very lame. I think Ryan's rule will help out on that. If not, teams won't make playoffs, and maybe that's something we revisit. The idea was that rule, Ryan's rule, for those of you who need a refresher, if you don't complete the challenge, you cannot make the playoffs. And so that's for Trevor and Justin. They have until the last game, the Monday night football game of the KIB regular season, to start the challenge as soon as that game's over. If they don't complete it, they forfeit their playoff spot. And the next best team gets into the playoffs. And I'll be sure to get that in writing this week, how that all plays out. But the idea is that rule will force those teams to do it. If you really care about the KIB and you have a chance to make playoffs, you're going to do it. If they still fail to do it, then that's something we will revisit in the offseason. I don't see that being a big deal. We've got the number 3, equal sign, equal sign, equal sign, capital D, and then some minus signs. Okay, very clever. Why does Sean cuss so much in GroupMe? I didn't know he did. Didn't know he did. Why does this person have an obsession with Sean? Why is Sean so dumb? I don't think Sean's dumb. I think he says dumb things, but I don't think Sean's dumb. I think he's one of the more intelligent people in the KIB. He was willing to post his IQ scores with me, and nobody else in our little group message would. So, I mean, that tells you something. Definitely about the person who's probably sending these. Oh, we just got a new message while I'm doing this. That was pretty cool. It popped up. Let's see. Gosh, it's just I'm done with the Sean questions. If your brother can look, okay, so it's not my brother because they're asking if your brother. If your brother can look into a championship, does that mean it's still possible for Sean? It is about Sean to do it. Okay, sorry, I had to scroll and see. All right, let's get to some real questions. Who are the top 3 consistent managers year after year, would you say? The data says Justin and Hayden are the two most consistent. I think Jason's up there too. And then I'm never counting out Dustin McClain. Justin's never won a championship though. And he did obviously finish last. So, I mean, that says something. But I would say, I think Hayden had a bad season last year or a year or two ago. I think maybe Jason did in the infamous draft scandal. But yeah, I would say Hayden, Jason, these are in no particular order. Hayden, Jason, Justin's pretty good, and then you can't make a list without counting Dustin. I don't care how long ago his championships were. He's always, I mean, he's got the most championships for a reason. Let's see. My gosh, some of these are just cruel. So that is the anonymous mailbag. I was hoping we'd get some. Oh, the new one that popped up. What is the idea for the first? What is the this grammar is terrible. So I don't know. That may give us some clues on who wrote this. I don't know if I can read this. What is the best idea first date? And they signed it Sean. So I don't think this is Sean. Idea first date. I am not the person to ask this question to. It's been, I was 17, my last first date. I was 17 years old. And that's been about, it's been 18 years since I went on a first date. But going back to answer this question, I can tell you some things not to do from experience. I had a lot of one and done dates. I could get dates, but I couldn't get the second date. So that says a lot about me, probably. Movies are a terrible first date because you're just sitting there and you're staring at the screen. That's a terrible first date. Ball games are pretty terrible, especially if they don't like ball games. I actually took a girl to a middle school football game one time to watch AC play. That did not go well. But best first date... You know what, I think, do take them to a middle school football game. I think that's probably terrible advice. I think I found one of the few people who would actually like to go to a middle school football game. Most people wouldn't. I always think putt-putt is a good first date. You're talking, you're having fun, there's not much pressure. I don't know. Like I said, it's been a long time. I don't know what to do anymore in that, so... that's a better question for one of the single men. So, all right, so let's get on to the update. That's 8 minutes of your time wasted. We haven't talked about football, so let's go ahead and look down at the weekly report for last week. The highest scoring team last week was, the guy I said who is one of the most consistent players in the KIB is Dustin McClain. Dustin McClain had a nice score of 147 points. Really good score by him. Kyle had the lowest score this past week with just 74 points this past week. Other scores for the game, like I said, I'm not going to go into detail about each game because, I'm just trying something a little different. I won over Fats 104-76. I'm not throwing the points, the tenths and hundredths number because for time's sake and confusion's sake. Adam Kendall won 101 over Sean with 99. Eric 108 over Tristan with 87. Dustin 147. Great score over Kyle, 74. So if Kyle was going to have a bad week, that was the week to do it. AC 103 to Ryan, 88. Trevor 94 over Cody. He steals a win this week. Cody was 77. Jason 132 over Justin with 109. Justin taking the bad beat this week, as well as Drew, who scored 114, but fell to Adam Hayden with a good score of 132.42. So, to date, season to date, the teams that are doing extremely well versus the teams who are not doing well, right now, Jason Rigler is the best team. He is 4-1. He has the most points for in all play. He has a winning percentage of 80%, meaning if he played every team every week, He is at 80% win rate. So Jason he's just good at fantasy. It's every year, and he is keeping that going this year. The next team, and this might surprise you a little bit, it did me because I believe he's sitting at 3-2. The team with the next best all play record is Adam Hayden. Adam Hayden, another one of those guys I said usually at the top. He's sitting at 61.3. And third is me. I'm second in points for. Yeah, I'm second in points for. Double sure. Yeah, by 23 points over Hayden. So it's kind of weird. I guess Hayden just had a really good week. Or maybe that's he's had more consistent weeks. I guess that's how the math works there. I'm at 58.7%. So me and Hayden basically side by side there in points. I do have the extra win over him. Ryan Williams, 41-34 with a 54%. Adam Kendall, 40-35, 53, the defending champion. I don't think the auction helped anyone more than it did my brother. I know the sample size is still really small, but since we've gone to auction, you could always depend on my brother being a bottom five team. And since we've gone to auction, he has been up at the top. His style drafting, I guess that's just has what made the difference. Pigskin Preacher is six. He is with the exact same percentage as my brother with a 53%. I'm checking real quick to see if any of these records are kind of not matching up. I guess Ryan, because he is in the same division as Jason and Hayden, that does. He's sitting at 2-3, but he's fourth in all play. So kind of bad luck. Eric, 52% win rate. Kyle, 50%. Justin, 50%. And then everyone else is 48% or lower. At the bottom is Fats with a 32% win rate. And Drew with 37 win rate. Finish that up. T-Mac 38, Sean 42, AC 42, Cody 44, Trevor 48. So that is where each team is sitting as far as that kind of gives you an overall ranking of how they are doing. But at the end of the day, wins are what matters. And the North Division, I believe we're going to see a lot of wins out of Jason, Hayden, and Ryan. And those are three teams I believe have a great shot at the playoffs. The only problem is they all have to play each other again. And so that, you know, that is going to cost them some wins. But also in the South Division, me, my brother, Kyle, are all up there in the top eight in terms of points. And Eric is seven. So you got four of the top eight teams. I think those are the two best divisions, definitely. And they also play each other after they get through the divisional games going right now. The South is playing the East. The North is playing the West. Those two strong divisions will play each other. So that will be very interesting. I think you'll see some of the better teams sitting outside the playoffs because of that. And some of these other teams on the other side might squeak in. On the other side, on the East, Dustin is leading his division with 3-2. He's actually tied with T-Mac, but Dustin has the points four over T-Mac. And Dustin, to put this in perspective, is six as far as rankings go. Paducah Prisoners sitting there in third at 2-3. And then Fats is at 0-5, trying his best to beat Drew for not getting last. Drew is in the West in last place. Justin's at the top of his division, tied with AC. And both of them are in the bottom half. So that is probably the weakest division down there in the West. So that was a lot. That's a lot of math. Not the most entertaining portion of the show. When we come back, we're going to take a quick little break. But when we come back, we are going to talk about each team individually. So I think you guys will like that a little bit more. So take it to a break. Shane O'Mac will take us there. Money, then you're talking no matter. Jing, jing, bling, bling, ten pockets. We take the dollar, dollar, can't advance, so stop. I think Shane O'Mac is the most underrated WWE wrestler of all time. I know that's a big statement. Just go right now, stop what you're doing, stop the podcast, go YouTube Shane McMahon greatest wrestling moments. It is incredible. I mean, he is just he's good, okay? He's just good. That's all I can say. He's good at the wrestling. He's crazy. He's a high flyer. Very very overlooked. So we'll go through power rankings of where I believe everyone is at for the rest of the season. You can agree, you cannot agree. I'm not gonna hurt my feelings. But the power rankings and based on kind of how each team, how I feel they are doing. And we will start with the top. I think, and this is maybe make some people mad, but based on my data and what I'm seeing, Adam Hayden, rest of season, he's at the top. His wide receivers are unmatched in the league. He has legit has three wide receiver ones. Jackson Smith, I'm not even going to try to say his last name, Nico Collins, Garrett Wilson. He is, I mean, just really good at wide receiver. Now, the thing about wide receivers, though, in this league, now I have noticed, and you probably look at my roster and kind of see this, is if they have a bad game in the playoffs, and that's typical. I wouldn't say typical. It's possible. They all three have a bad game, you know. You can go home. Dalton Kincaid has exceeded expectations for him. He is the second best tight end in the league. And Trevor Lawrence just beat the Chiefs and, I mean, looks good. His weak spot is, of course, RJ Harvey. It does appear he's trying to package one of those wide receivers with RJ Harvey to get a running back or possibly to find something. I don't know what his plan is, or maybe he's trying to package one of the quarterbacks because he has Jared Goff on his bench. I don't know, but that weak spot is that running back position. He's complete everywhere else. If somebody gives him a running back, this is a team that's going to be very tough to beat down the stretch. The next team, I think it's Jason Rigler. He's at the top. And I really think it was between Jason and Ryan. I would rank them 2A and 2B. They are both really close in terms of how good I believe each team is. Jason, you look at his team, and his wide receivers, while I don't think they are as good as Hayden's, they're still really good. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Amika Egbuka, I don't know if you saw, what's his name? Tight end, Patriots, Gronk, tried to say his name the other day, but that was pretty funny to watch. Deebo Samuel, when Deebo Samuel hits, this is a team to watch out. And then he has a little bit more balanced attack than Hayden because he's got a little bit better at the running back play. He's got Josh Jacobs. He's got Bucky Irving. And then he's got Alvin Kamara that he can use as well. So I really like this team. And he's got Baker Mayfield at the quarterback. He's a little deeper than Hayden with Troy Franklin down on the bench. Matthew Golden, this team is the deepest. I just think Hayden's got a little bit more firepower, but if Jason can survive an injury and be perfectly fine, where Hayden and this next guy, I don't believe can, and of course that is Ryan Williams. Now, Ryan has two good running backs. His receivers, on the other hand, that is where he's struggling. He's got the running backs. He doesn't have the receivers of Jason and Hayden. At his running back's positions, of course, he's got Saquon Barkley, who's not having the year he had last year, but, I mean, it's Saquon. He's still ninth and just going to get better. He's got Bijan Robinson. And then he also has Jalen Hurts up there at his quarterback position. Wide receivers, though, not the greatest. Jacoby Myers, Brian Thomas Jr., Keon Coleman, all solid number two, number three guys, right? You want these guys to maybe be your second wide receiver or your flex, but none of them are just great. Tyler Warren, tight end, has exceeded expectations for him as well. I'm doing an update, so you know my team must be pretty decent, and that's why I have myself power ranked at fourth. I do think me and Eric are pretty close. I give myself the edge because of the running back situation. My team goes through my running backs. So it's been fun being sitting at 4-1. I really want to pile up these wins because I know the division, that the good division, is coming up right around the corner, featuring three of the teams I've already talked about. But my team starts with Jonathan Taylor and James Cook. Jonathan Taylor is the number one running back right now, and James Cook is the number four. Wide receiver, kind of similar to Ryan's. I mean, my team is – if one guy would perform, I would put myself above Ryan, but he's not. That's A.J. Brown. He's been the disappointment. You look on paper, you say my team's better than Ryan's, but A.J. Brown has not performed. The schedule does get a little bit easier for him. The targets are coming. So I think we just have a small sample size. That's why I'm hoping. McMillan has been great as for what I wanted him to be, the number two guy, and that's what he's been. He's the 27th ranked wide receiver. He's just not finding the end zone, but I think that comes. Chris Olave, decent flex. And then Njoku, kind of off to a slow start. The quarterback change, hopefully that helps. And Jordan Love has been, you know, he's being Jordan Love. He's, if you look at his ranking, he's 18th, but you got to remember he's already had his bye week. He's playing top 10 quarterback position. So good team, playoff team. Not as good as maybe Jason's, and maybe a little, maybe right there with Ryan's. Maybe not as good as Hayden's, but good team. And this takes us right to the next team that I said, and that is Eric Stembridge. And let me get Eric's team pulled up. I don't have it in front of me. Thought I did, but I do not. Armored Snowman. Eric has changed his team name more than maybe anyone. It's always a good name, though. It's always a good name. The Armored Snowman. Of course, Trey McBride has been great for him there at the tight end position. Devontae Adams has resurrected his career. I mean, it wasn't dead, but it wasn't great. But Devontae Adams, Trey McBride, and then Javonte Williams at running back. Daniel Jones, Indiana Jones, has been great. It's just one of those sneaky good teams. He also has Dak, who's pretty good. Nick Chubb seems to be getting more carries. I think that's due to injury. But he is splitting with the rookie there. I can't think of that guy's name. Woody Marks, because he's right in front of me. That's how I knew. Eric's got some depth. Juwan Johnson, Devontae Smith. I like his depth. I don't think he's, after looking a little bit closer, I don't think he has a team as good as mine. You know, he just doesn't have the running backs. The receivers aren't quite as good, but this is still a good team. This is still, I consider, a top five team in the league. Next up, let me scroll this down. What is this doing? My computer, did it freeze? So this is where things get a little hairy. It's really hard to start comparing teams because I feel like those teams maybe are a notch above everyone else. But I've got a sleeper pick here. Some people aren't going to like this pick and where I got this guy ranked. And maybe he's not the power ranking he's not supposed to be there. but Fantasy Pros disagrees with me. But I like this team. And he had a very bad week last week. I like Kyle Williams' team. Now, he did lose on Omarion Hampton. That is going to take, that is going to be a sting. But this guy has Christian McCaffrey, Derrick Henry, Jameson Williams, Quentin Johnson, Justin Herbert. I like this team. And I know he's 2-3. He's in a tough division. But I think he's better than some of the guys above him in the division. I like this team. All right, so we've knocked out, how many have we knocked out? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm going to go with the 7th ranked team here. I'm going to go with the Go Low Ghosts. They're sitting at 4-1, so that bumps them up. I don't like them as much as some of the other teams, but he's 4-1. And that is my brother's team. You look at it, at his team, and it's ETN at running back. Had a good game last night, as well as Patrick Mahomes had a good game. Patrick Mahomes is the 2nd-best quarterback right now. ETN is the 10th. He also has Zay Flowers. Travis Kelce's been doing a little bit better. He has Rome Odunze, who is 10th ranked right now. DJ Moore, Darren Waller resurrected his career. Kayshawn Booties, he's okay. He's a good flex player. It's just an average team. An average team that puts you about 7th place. And he's 4-1. I think that little luck there for the defending champion. But either way, that is where he is at. We're going to do one more, and then I'm going to take a break because I need a break. But this will finish the top half of the league. We've done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Adam is 7th. And 8th place. Oh, my computer. Battery's running low. Thought I plugged this sucker in. I didn't. Hold on. We gotta plug this in, guys, or we lose power. Let's start the show over. Not really. I just wouldn't be able to tell you who the 8th ranked team is. Let's get her pulled up. Okay, right, we're back. The 8th ranked team, and I think there's a bunch of teams in this area. But I'm going to go. Let me get it. I'm going to go. I've got it between two. No, I'm going to put them both at 8th. I'm going to go with Paducah Prisoners. Now, somebody like, what? Paducah Prisoners, Sean? Here's why, okay? You look at his team, they are underperforming. Okay? He is 2-3. He is not leading his division. But go look at his team. I believe they are underperforming. Here's Jaden Daniels, maybe he's not underperforming. Maybe he's just not very good. He's got Ashton Jeanty, who's 12th ranked. Okay, it's pretty good. Rashad White, who's averaging 9 points a game. Cooper Kupp, I think he's a little over the hill. But then he also has Keenan Allen, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Cory Croft. I can't say these guys' names. But Justin Jefferson, Keenan Allen, and Ja'Cory. That's a pretty good squad right there, guys. Dallas Goedert at tight end. So he's got Taysom Hill, who I know is Swiss Army knife, good for bye weeks. Like, this team is not that bad. And I think he's got some pieces. He's got a long way to go. I'm not saying he's going to win the league or anything, but he's got some pieces. And then the other team that I think is right there that I'll call is Cods Killers, who's just playing in a tough spot. It gets harder as you go down because kind of the favorites are kind of clear cut. And I know this is a 4th place team in his division, and I haven't named some guys leading the league. And I know some of you are ready to crucify me for that. But they're all just good, solid players. He just has good, solid players. He's got Breece Hall. How's that pull up? Drake London, DK Metcalf, Mike Evans, who has been hurt. This team, when he gets healthy, good, solid team. Probably not going to win the league or anything, but just a pretty good team. So we're going to take a break. We're halfway there on the rankings. And when we come back, we'll finish. Y'all get it? We're halfway through the rankings, and I did halfway gone. All right, this guy's overdue. I probably have him too low. Pigskin Preacher. Dustin has good wide receivers, really good wide receivers. Jamar Chase, but Jamar Chase doesn't have a quarterback, but maybe Joe Flacco saves him. Jalen Waddle. And then he also has Jake Ferguson, who I like. He has David Montgomery, who's splitting carries, but is good enough to be a starter in this league. And Kenneth Walker is probably his running back. His quarterback, C.J. Stroud, is his best quarterback, in my opinion. Just not great. I think he's exceeding expectations a little bit right now. Ferguson, of course, is overproduced. I think Montgomery is kind of overproduced. Kenneth Walker, I think he's going to get you about 12 a game like he's doing. Trey Tucker's pretty good. I think this is a fine team. He can play two of their quarterbacks, play matchups between him and C.J. Stroud. And like I said, between like the last four teams I've mentioned, I think you could mix them all up however you want. I really do. I think between about your sixth place team, well, maybe your seventh place team to now, it's all pretty close. We keep going down the list. We're gonna get to Trevor's Tears here. We're getting closer to being done. Trevor has a good bench, but the problem is bench doesn't win games, right? You can't play the guys on your bench, and the bench are just they're not even like great starters. They're just guys I wouldn't mind having on my bench. But his bench is as good as his starters. That's the problem. Trayvon Henderson, fumbling issues all the time. He's got Scatabo, which we all love him. Khalil Shakir, he's fine. He's going to get you 9 points a game like he's been doing. George Pickens is great. And then he has Hockenson at quarterback. He just doesn't really have any dudes. Lamar has been fine, but he hasn't been, as Tristan would say, remarkable. I think there's a gap between, I think the top four teams are really good. Top five are really good. And you kind of have a gap between 6th to 10th. I think this is that next tier. I think those teams I've said before, you could mix them all up. You could argue Dustin to 10th all the way up to 6th, right? You could argue those guys all that I said in there. You could argue them anywhere in there. But I think there is a gap to these teams. In 12th, let's see, are we at 13? I think we're at 13. There is a chance I missed somebody. I don't think I did, but if I did, I apologize. Let me go through this. I said Hayden, I said Jason, I said Ryan, I said me, I said Eric, I said Sean some point in there, I'm pretty sure. I said Cody. I think I said my brother. Did I say my brother? Let's see, who's, I think I did. Yeah, we talked about Mahomes. Justin, did I talk about Justin? Let's see, I don't think I ever talked about Justin. Didn't. Justin is in this tier, though, that I'm talking about. He's in this tier that he's not in that upper echelon. This is I skipped. So I'm just going to tier these last couple. Not really rank them, but he's in this 11 through 16, and well, 11 through really 14. Justin's fine, but he's not. He's got a good wide receiver. You know, he's got Puka. He's great. Juwan Jennings is okay. Mark Andrews, not great. Like, it's not a lot. There's not a lot to like about this team. This is 2 years in a row, one of the more consistent owners, I said at the top of the show. Just not a lot to like there. Not a lot. Not a lot to write home about. Achan has been great. Jake Browning, I don't know if he starts this week. Just Charbonnet hasn't been good. Yeah, just this is definitely one of those towards the bottom tier teams. And get better, you know. I think some of these teams can get better. I'm not liking what I see. Next, 13th is, I believe, where we're at. We're going AC's A team. He's not going to like being this far down, but I think he knows. He's got the best quarterback, Josh Allen. That's who you want to have, because he just scored. He's a touchdown machine. Say I'm biased. That's fine. He is ranked one, though. But after that, Marvin Harrison Jr., not great. I mean, fine, but you don't want him as your number one. He'd be a great number two. DeAndre Swift at running back. Aaron Jones and Blake Corum. Just Stephon Diggs, that's a good number two. Outside Josh Allen, just no big playmakers on this team. Just kind of falls off after him pretty quickly. 14th, T-Mac comeback. Tristan, this is one of the weaker Tristan's teams that I've seen. Congrats on the win, though, this week. Your Patriots, they beat the Bills. Did what they had to do. Hunter Henry has been great. It seems like it's one of Drake May's favorite targets. CeeDee Lamb getting hurt, that hurt Tristan pretty bad. Chris Godwin is set to return. That helps this team. But J.K. Dobbins is a good running back, but doesn't really have a second running back. Maybe when he gets healthy, he gets better. Kareem Hunt has been pretty solid lately, but nothing to be excited about. Just kind of one of those tier teams, just kind of chilling towards the bottom. I do think this team has more upside than these other teams. I will give Tristan that. I think this team, the teams in the bottom tier, has more upside than the rest of the teams in this tier. I think he is capable of making the playoffs, especially in his division. And then we get to the bottom tier, the last two teams. And I'm going to put at 15, Adam Edwards. I don't think Adam Edwards is the worst team. I think there's one team that's worse. I think Adam Edwards' team is bad. Okay? I think these last two teams are bad. Let me read you the starters. I played Adam Edwards this week and felt comfortable. I never felt this comfortable going into a game before. Like, yeah, I should win this. Like, you know, there's always that doubt. Anything can happen. And, of course, there's that doubt that was going on. But I just kind of looked at his team and was like, yeah, I'm probably good. He's got Stafford. He's got Kyron Williams. And then it stops after that. Chase Brown, he's starting Xavier Leggett. He's starting I don't know this guy's name, to be honest with you. Brown, the guy for the Jags last night. Brock Bowers, who has just been awful for what he was supposed to be, right? He's got Tucker Kraft, who has kind of exceeded and doing a lot better than Brock Bowers. Romeo Doubs, he comes off a bye week. That will be helpful, but just not a good team. Kyron Williams is the only guy on his team that is ranked in the top 10. Oh, and Matt Stafford. I missed him. So, but it's not the worst team, because I think there is one team worse. And that is, of course, Drew's crew. Sorry, Drew. Hate to do it to you. But, yeah, you've got the worst team. And you do have a win. So you won't be winless. But Drew's team is just... It's rough, guys. I mean, he does not have outside the lines defense. He does not have a guy scoring in the top 10 other than Laporta, who is 10th. He's got Kyler Murray, Tony Pollard. Now, I do think Jordan Mason, due to injuries, is going to get some points. I think he's been doing pretty well. I haven't watched a lot of the Vikings. But with Aaron Jones gone, that Jordan Mason's going to get points. But what happens when Aaron Jones gets back? I believe he's coming back. Like I said, I haven't kept up with the Vikings. Haven't really been watching that. Ladd McConkey, he's fine. Darius Slayton, like we've all played him before. T. Higgins without Joe Burrow is just, not going to give you what you hope you get from him. So those are the rankings. Those are the tiers. We are on minute 41. I don't know, guys. I think you guys can feed me back. Give me feed me back. You guys can give me some feedback on how you like the show. A little different format. Try to talk about each team a little bit more. We're going to play out in honor of the greatest wrestler of all time. Not my favorite. My favorite was Stone Cold Steve Austin. But the late, great Hollywood Hulk Hogan.